Hello, everyone. This is the Trade Show Minute here at Infocom 2017 in Orlando, Florida. My name is Victoria Varela. I have my partner in crime for the Trade Show Minute.
My name is Johnny, and I get to co-host the lovely Victoria Varela today at Infocom 2017 from Florlando.
Hey, and we also have a special guest.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Villarreal with Middle Atlantic Products.
Hey, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
How was your day one here at Infocom, by the way?
It's been pretty insane.
Good. Have you slept? A lot of people didn't sleep last night. They're like, this is day one, but it's so much to do.
You know, I slept like a baby last night because I spent 12 hours getting the booth set up yesterday. So it was, I knocked out pretty quickly. I can't complain.
That's a ton of booth work. You did it all by yourself?
I'm just going to say yes. It would be dramatic if I could say that, but no, there are a lot of people who did the same thing as me and who have been here longer than me getting a lot of that work done, too. So
but you did most of the work, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Heavy lifting.
Check.
Yes.
Got it.
So just tell us about maybe what Middle Atlantic is doing here at Infocom 2017, maybe different from the other shows or maybe what you're highlighting this year.
Sure. Well, so here at the show, we're in booth 1928. And we have about 13 new or enhanced products here at the show. I'm not going to tell you about all 13 of them, but in addition to our new products, we're also doing something new and different this year that we've never done, and that's having a second floor to our booth with our innovation pavilion. So what we're doing is, it's exciting.
Innovating.
Sorry,
I couldn't help myself.
No worries. Well, our theme for the show is building on innovation, and what we're trying to do is talk to the industry about solving their problems, and what we do is try to come up with creative ways to help them find solutions to the challenges they're facing on the job every day, right? So,
right.
To that point, we have four projects that we're showing up in that innovation pavilion that are basically giving a look to what some of these solutions of the future could be. So we have an immersive design experience of the future, a dynamic lectern of the future, intelligent technology ecosystem. So what does the rack of the future look like? Middle Atlantic is known for its rack products. So what are we doing to be a leader there in moving the industry forward? So
okay. What's one of your favorite of the four that you'd like to talk about?
Well, personally, I'm a big fan of the lectern, mostly because I'm part of that project team. So, it's one of those.
It's
our baby.
It's
our baby. What I really like about it is it's trying to take a better look at not just, creating a successful environment for an AV system, mm-hmm. but marrying it with a beautiful furniture solution that's really respectful of, like, the commercial design interior space. Mm-hmm. So,
Interior designers have no say of what happens in rooms. That's not... just kidding, friends. Just kidding.
Well, it's also trying to create opportunities for the AV integrator to bring in more business and from that perspective too. So, some really cool stuff with that lectern there. And really, the whole point of the pavilion is to bring these concepts to the show and validate with customers here that these are actually solving the problems that they told us they're having. So, they're all very much conceptual. They're all in the works. Nothing is launching here at the show from that pavilion, but our intention is to launch them as soon as possible.
Sure. So I'm a millennial in this industry and maybe here for a year and a half, maybe up to 2 years. So my question is, have you seen furniture and technology come together more often now, or is that maybe just in the home market that they're introducing it? Has it been around, or is it just in the pro AV? Is it new? I'm just trying to figure out the timeline here as a millennial, if that is merging now already, or has it been a thing? Johnny can chime in if you want to support that answer.
Well, I'll let Becky do that, but my opinion is it's kind of been around. I think more and more people are paying attention to it, where it, on the resi side, it may not have been super huge. I think commercial, again, opinion-based, might be a bigger thing now, but you could correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I would say, the furniture piece being weaving technology into it, I feel like it's much stronger in the commercial space than it is in residential.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's because of the nature of what's going on in a commercial application over a residential one. So there's so much collaboration going on, and it's not just in the room, it's remote too. So you really have to have an AV system unlike what you would find in a home to be able to support that. But but again, you know, when it comes to the furniture side, you know, it's we haven't really gotten to a place where you're seeing a lot of beautiful furniture that really respects the AV system, and that's what that's the gap that we're trying to fill with our, you know, with our offering.
Gotcha. So, and if someone's here at the show, I think when you enter, you guys are on the left side. Is that correct?
We are. Yeah, we are in we're booth 1928.
1928.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So come on by and come see. I mean, we have a ton of furniture launches for the show, including a new conference room table that's basically an all-in-one pre-configured system that gives you all of that AV support that you need, right, in a beautiful, you know, furniture product. So could you tell I was leading up to that? That's exactly what
yes. Yes, I am. That was a nice connection right there.
Thanks.
Obviously, we want to check out all the things, but if I could only go and see one thing at your booth, what would be the thing not to miss?
Our new Proximity Series sliding mounting plate. So this is a an option for storing technology behind a display, and it can mount to the extrusion that holds our new multi-display mounts, but it can also mount to the wall behind a display. And what it lets you do is mount small devices, but it's the first in the industry to actually slide out from where it's hidden behind the display so that you can service components and equipment.
That's awesome.
It takes our lever lock tool-free management system. You can just pop it right off. No tools are needed. You could do what you need to do, pop it right back in, and slide it back behind the TV. It's super easy. It's just, it's one of those things that's just very simple, and it's like, oh yeah, what, like, why didn't we think to do this sooner, you know?
But you guys did.
And I'm
you
proud of that.
It.
Guys and girls, I want to clarify.
Oh,
us,
sorry.
Our team.
Our
collective
people.
Team.
My people.
Peeps.
Yeah.
He's got peeps.
You know, I got peeps in high and low places.
I should ask, is Middle Atlantic a direct dealer or distribution model?
Both.
Both, yes.
Yep.
Answer is yes. Where can I go if I want to learn more if I'm not here at the show?
www.middleatlantic.com or follow us on Twitter at Middle Atlantic.
Do we need to use the W's? Preferred?
Listen, I put it in there because it just comes naturally to me, but
it feels appropriate.
It kind of does. You can find us if you just type in middleatlantic.com. You should be all set, but I'm pretty sure the people that are listening to this podcast are going to be okay with that.
What else, Victoria?
Well, do you have any advice for millennials coming into the industry, maybe how we can be involved more with a company like yours or learn more about it, obviously, by going on the website? But just any advice for millennials maybe coming into the industry or just new people?
I would just say, yeah, I mean, millennials or otherwise, take advantage of everything that's available to you. You come to a show like this and it can be exhausting, everything that you try to get done here, but there's a lot of really phenomenal industry education going on at an event like this. And there are a lot of people that offer that outside of a show like this too. So even if you can't make it to the big show, there's still, you know, there's still webinars that you can do where you can learn and you can earn credits toward maintaining your certifications. And so this is just a fantastic industry, and I've not met the kind of group of people who really go out of their way to help each other. So I would say just network as much as possible, and again, take advantage of, you know, all of those assets that are available to you.
Sure. So be a sponge, take educational opportunities, and network, have friends up here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Speaking of education, does Mid-Atlantic offer any sort of education via your website, on site, things like that, local trade shows or anything?
We do, yeah. Yes, right? You told me that's
the answer.
So here at the show, we actually did 3 manufacturers trainings, one focusing on furniture, one on power, and one is actually going on tomorrow. It's actually a hands-on rack building course. So that was a lot of fun putting that together, and we're excited to show that tomorrow. But we do webinars on a lot of these topics, too. We have ones like how to select the proper UPS for your system, and we actually can offer industry credits for those live webinars, too, so we try to make them, you know, really valuable to the people who are attending. So, yeah, we do stuff here. We do stuff, you know, on the interwebs.
Yes, you can reach out to them. And what is that website again?
MiddleAtlantic.com.
And again, one more time, the social medias following that.
So we are active in Twitter. Our handle is at Middle Atlantic. Mm-hmm. And we also have a company page on LinkedIn as well. And that's just look for Middle Atlantic products there. I don't remember the URL off the top of my head, but if I did remember it, I would not say www before it.
But you can if you want to. I'm not going to judge.
Sometimes it's just natural. I don't know.
I like saying it, but then I like questioning, do I need the W's?
It's like Twitter. You don't want to, it's like
too many characters.
Extraneous talking. You just don't need it. Just edit.
Get it out there.
Yeah.
Johnny, can you leave us with a Johnny-ism for this episode? And you cannot back out.
I don't really have a Johnny-ism. I can just say wear comfortable shoes and lots of hand sanitizers for these shows. That's just advice. It's not really a Johnny-ism.
It's a true story.
See?
Yeah. My shoes are still getting broken into. So I'm happy I'm sitting a little bit.
Oh. I think that's all the questions that I have. I don't know, Victoria, if you have any more questions.
No, we asked about the website. If people have missed the live recording, they can go back and listen at ravepubs.com/infocom2017. Or if you do want to catch the other podcasts, you could look at ravepubs.com/infocom2017/live. You can catch us on the social medias at ravepubs. I'm on Twitter at @BorellaVictoria_. Johnny, where can we find you?
At JMoto3.
Perfect. And then where can we find your company?
Well, again,
on Twitter.
On Twitter, we are at Middle Atlantic. I personally am at Becky Reel. So
hey.
Becky, R-E-A-L-E. Don't forget the E at the end.
Important.
Perfect. Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on to the Trade Show, Min. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Infocom 2017.
Thank you so much. This is a lot of fun, guys. Thank
Thanks.
You.